actually received it just I haven't received it, I just actually looked at it a couple of minutes ago. So my question is just to everybody, I suppose. I mean, based on my very quick look at Michael's email, I think that's a reasonable approach, suggestion with respect to approach. And I just was wondering what everybody else has, what everybody else's comments are.
Yes, I'm in agreement with Michael that, you know, at some point it's impossible to comply with every detail in every country because I think we all recognize that even the privacy laws are not well harmonized. And so for a multinational policy like the ICANN-WHOAS policy, I think we have to try and approach this from a higher level.
Yep.
How about a contractual approach?
Pardon me?
A contractual approach. Since the registrant has a contract with ICANN, so we can maybe at least start from this point by recognizing it is a contract. So it's there's a Latin term for this, I don't remember.
Okay, in English we would just call it contractual compliance.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you're absolutely right. There are certainly contractual obligations imposed. And however, you know, where those contractual obligations are still going to be, or those organizations which actually enter into the contract are still going to be subject to local laws, applicable laws.
Jurisdiction.
What's that?
Jurisdiction.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly the part we're trying to deal with. And I think Michael's suggestion with respect to the limitation of our review or our definition is a reasonable and an appropriate one. Otherwise, we're just going to find ourselves, as I mentioned in my email before that as well, that we're going to find ourselves in minutia, which is going to bog us down and not lead us anywhere.
I agree.
Yeah.
By the way, Lutz has started a good discussion on the at-large list about the WHOIS. We can maybe use some of the arguments or the directions they are pointing to us. I don't know if you are following the discussion.
No, I didn't actually.
I just looked at it last night, and the thing that I think could be helpful to us is, you know, Lutz is recommending that we identify use cases and how WHOIS data is used, of course, for legitimate purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this is relevant to privacy laws because most privacy laws do bring in the idea of the purpose of the personal data and how it's being used. And so I think that can be productive. I don't think that's too difficult either, with a combined experience, not just of our subgroup, but of our review team, that, I on the top of my head, I can think of, you know, two or three things right off the bat, and I'm sure that when everyone gives that thought, we could make a nice list and say, here are the, you know, it might not be exhaustive, but here are ways that people are legitimately using WHOIS data.
Absolutely. I mean, that is certainly, I completely agree. That is certainly part of, I think, our who is, what's it called, requirements or obligations to really look into what the WHOIS data is actually legitimately being used for. And I do, I haven't actually had a chance to look at Lutz's, what's it called, the blog?
It's a blog, yeah.
In any length. I just quickly looked at it and it made sense what I saw, but I, like I said, I hadn't spent any extended period of time on it. So my next question actually is just, you know, I mean, how do you think we should go about it? I mean, I think Emily mentioned that she would like us to actually send something around prior to our phone conference tomorrow. And I'm not exactly sure what we can actually so far send around, with the exception of what Michael actually basically wrote in his email this morning. What are your guys' thoughts?
It's Michael speaking. Thank you for high estimation of what I have done. It was done, unfortunately, through my mobile device. I didn't have access to internet to summarize what I promised about the international instruments. So what is expected from us is a definition of the notion applicable laws. What I learned from the definition of enforcement, law enforcement, yeah, which was sent today to this morning, I think it's inconcrete and it's long, yeah. So it's difficult to understand what it's about, whether certain institution or certain process can be treated as law enforcement or not. So what I wouldn't like is to repeat such an example, but we can also agree that it's not a mistake, but exactly what people expect from us. Because if we somehow define very, very narrowly what applicable laws can be, it will require a lot of different details to be mentioned into the definition, and the definition will be as well very long. Mm-hmm. So either we agree that it's like an understanding, not an exact and clear definition, and the understanding would be maybe two or three lines long, or if we would like to make this definition, this understanding as exact, as sharp as possible, then we should be ready to develop the same story, fairly lengthy and hard to read definition, which again finally will not be very concrete, because from the definition we've got this morning, unfortunately I don't have clear picture what state bodies can be clearly defined as law enforcement.
Okay.
Have you read it?
What's that?
Have you read the definition of the law enforcement which we got in the mailing list this morning?
Could we see it as a conclusion, or is just a starting point?
The definition itself, because it's what another group has already prepared.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, no, actually, I did see it, because I was part of the drafting of it. And yes, it is very general and very, what's it called, I suppose, I mean, open, in order to encompass as much as possible, and it was just as a starting point to start the discussion overall. And on that end, actually, I do agree with you, Michael. I think your first approach makes the greatest sense by providing basically general direction as opposed to a definition. What are your thoughts, Lynn and Omar?
Yes, I agree too, and I think that first approach of just having a more general definition is consistent with the AOC. So I think that would be more useful and more appropriate for the work of our team.
Omar?
I need to tell you the people at large community are a little worried because the law enforcement emphasis instead of privacy measures. So perhaps we have to have it on mind. It's just a general commentary. About the definition itself, I must review the emails because I have just a little time for this. Sorry.
Okay. Lynn?
Well, I was going to say while Omar takes a minute to look at that definition from the law enforcement subgroup, I had shared a list of the points that I've heard debated over the last several years in the ICANN community. And these are what I call kind of the sticking points. And these are only just, you know, it's just my perception of where I feel like, you know, some our work needs to be focused. So, for instance, it doesn't, in the implementation of the policy, it seems that it's inconsistent as to whether or not registrars really clearly give privacy notice to registrants to make them aware that their contact details will be published. Now, the registrars that I personally have interacted with have a very good, clear notice, and, you know, there's no way to misunderstand that that data is going to be publicly available. And, of course, some registrars are giving people the option of a proxy service, you know, for an additional fee. So then that also reinforces it. But, you know, that was one of the things on my list that, again, I think these could be opportunities for where there has perhaps not been a strong consensus in the ICANN community. And by us trying to resolve those points, it could help everyone.
Okay, I agree with that, actually. So my question remains, though, then, how are we, what are we going to submit to the team today, I suppose? Shall we just take Mikhail's email and refine it a little and then send it out to the team as a starting point?
Yeah, I agree. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much for your trust, colleagues. So I would kindly ask Lynn, as a native English speaker, to reformulate just my ideas in the way that they can be easily understandable by the English-speaking colleagues, yes? And after that, we can briefly discuss them online and to get the final wording as soon as possible.
Perfect.
Okay, so Lynn, I think you mentioned Lynn, right?
Yes, because
yeah.
She's the only one who is a native English speaker.
Yeah,
that's
or
correct.
Kim is too, but
no,
I'm
sorry, Kim, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm happy to do that. Let me draft something, and I'll circulate it on email. And then our conference call with the whole team is tomorrow, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will not be available, but you have my okay to talk by the subgroup, or for
okay.
the subgroup, of course.
Great, thank you. Okay, so thank you for agreeing to refine it a little, Lynn. And,
sure.
And then we'll actually talk to each other again tomorrow. You know, we obviously can still be available over email. I'll be at Michael is going to it's obviously entering his evening phase and then soon night in the next few hours. So he may not be available until next morning. Well, I think that concludes, at least from my end, at least that sort of answers my burning question, which I had. Were there any other questions, comments, or things that you guys, or that anybody actually wanted to discuss?
You know, at the London meeting, we didn't have enough time to really discuss this question of budget and whether or not we foresee the need for any budget money. You know, I think we fed back to the group that at least at this point in time we don't see a need for it. I just wondered what the thoughts of the group are while we have a few minutes to think about it.
Actually, very good point. Thank you. Michael Omar, do you have any...
yes, I also agree. Thank you.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, no, I mean, did you have any kind of budgetary ideas as to whether our subgroup would spend any money outside the already allocated funds?
I'm not sure yet. Do we have space for this?
Let me just say, the only thing that occurred to me that I could foresee, but I don't know that it would really be this subgroup, is that I have recommended to Emily that we invite someone from WIPO who is involved with the UDRP cases
mm-hmm.
to, you know, be like a guest speaker, either on a conference call or to come to one of the meetings in person. And I think it would help us to have insight about the disputes between domain name owners and you know, what the perspective is from WIPO, because I think many of the dispute resolutions are following that process through WIPO. I know it's not the only dispute resolution, but I think it's the primary one that I'm aware of. But in terms of budget funds, I don't know if it would be necessary, for instance, if we invited somebody to come and speak, if we would need to provide travel support or not. But that's the only thing that I can even possibly foresee myself.
Yeah, and I think that would probably be falling, would fall probably under the general review team budget requirements. It wouldn't be specific to us, I think.
Okay.
But I think it's actually a good suggestion in general to actually have somebody from WIPO come to give at least some kind of general overview on the subject matter of disputes and the elements of those particular disputes and see how those actually may be related to or at least incorporated in some way or another who is information. I personally don't have any particular ideas as to what additional financial funds we may need as a subgroup. apart from the telephone conferences, the subgroup telephone conferences, and then eventually a survey, but that's all going to be under the umbrella of our outreach initiative anyway, under the review team's outreach. So other than that, I can't think of anything additional for our subgroup. So I agree with Lynn that I don't think there is anything else, at least from what I can think of right now. Michael, Omar?
Well, I also agree with you.
Yeah, I second that.
Well, I think then we'll leave it at that. Anything else? Any other topic you just wanted to discuss, touch base?
This is Olaf here. I just wanted to follow up a little with a bit of luck. WIPO representatives do come to ICANN meetings regularly, so we may have the opportunity either in San Francisco or in Amman that they already plan to attend it. So we may want to investigate that from the staff side.
Oh, good.
Great, yep. Very good point. Thank you.
Thanks, Olaf.
Any other points anybody wants to raise before we close this call?
Well, just for my understanding, as soon as we provide certain definition or understanding about what applicable law can mean, it means that the task of our subgroup is done, is fulfilled, and then we will don't have to have any further business. Yeah.
I think so. I hope so.
It means that we have to work hard during the next couple of hours.
Yeah, we have to work very hard for the next couple of hours, and then depending on obviously what the result is going to be at our call tomorrow, we may have to refine a few things and discuss maybe a few other things internally. So my guess is anyway that we're going to be involved in this subgroup probably for at least another two or 4 weeks. That's my guess.
Okay.
I will be in touch with you by email. Let's work on this today and tonight.
Yeah. So just to recap, I'm going to take Michael's email and his recommendation of taking the broader understanding rather than a precise definition.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll circulate that first to this subgroup. And then when we're all happy with it, then we'll go ahead and share it out to the whole review team.
Yep, sounds like a plan. Unless there's anything else, we can just call it a day for now. Okay, so thanks for joining the call, and thank you again, Lynn, for agreeing to refine Michael's email, and you'll certainly hear from both of us or from all of us with respect to your suggested edits, and then hopefully we'll be able to send it out within the next few hours to the entire team.
Okay.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye bye.
Nice to hear you. Yeah.
A nice conference tomorrow.
Yeah. Bye
bye.
Left.